Morning has turned to afternoon.
Good afternoon, everyone.
But the grind carries on.
Not just the grind physically, but the grind mentally.
The Midday Grind, featuring a couple of TV jockeys who've also been through the radio wars.
Serious?
Martin Kilcoyne.
I was a little lit, so I was saying whatever I wanted.
And Charlie Marlowe.
Our top story tonight, John Jay will be back tomorrow. Here's him getting a hit in 2012.
It's the Midday Grind on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Live at the Schnucks in Webster, the Midday Grind, Martin, Chuck, Hoff, and Rocchio. I'm looking at the National Enquirer here at the checkout line at the Schnucks. It says Hoda fired, and I want to ask you guys.
When did that happen?
Is that true, or is that just a National Enquirer, grab it, buy it because of the headline? Isn't she on NBC every day?
She was on Today this morning.
Was she?
She was.
She got fired after today's
Friday. This is freshly printed. Hoda fired. Changing the Royals forever. 30 most hated TV hosts. Uh-oh, that's a little too close to home. And there's a picture of Wendy Williams on there. Bill Maher is on there. Oh, taking a picture. Pausing. Entertain yourselves if you're in your car. Thank you.
All right.
I'm just reading some of the headlines off. Hoda fired is the biggest headline I can see from here when it comes to the. You guys ever buy a tabloid?
My favorite headline I've seen from the National Enquirer.
Changing the Royals forever.
And I saw it at Schnucks. It was Jerry Lewis only has months to live. And I'm like, well, that's not a scoop. That's just a guess.
Right.
He was like 90. It's like, what?
That's just a safe bet.
Yeah. It's like, that's not a. Like, it should be for like George Clooney or Oprah.
Honestly,
or
they've
something
been putting
like
out that title for Keith Richards for like a monthly issue.
Keith is dead. He doesn't know it yet.
I think that's fair. We're going to talk to Jay Blossom, the Webster basketball coach, because we're in Webster Groves, and we love to get the locals. Dave Peacock went to Webster High. That's why Dave come by, also the COO with Schnucks. Favorite Websters. Everybody, quick, go. Chuck, favorite Webster.
I was looking this up. I couldn't find
it.
Mike
man.
Webster? Is Mike Webster? Yesterday
yeah.
I was. I'm like, oh, Martin's going to do a
from
Webster
Rhinelander.
Thing. So
did you
I was,
know that?
Yeah, sound like he's going to mention
I'm going to go Marvin Webster, the human eraser.
Can I just say... Webster, the TV show.
Emmanuel Lewis. Didn't he used to hang out with Michael Jackson?
Probably.
Kind of one of those weird things,
most
the little
likely.
Guy. Now, Frank
right.
yesterday was called a little guy at Mobile on the Run. Webster was a little guy.
Emmanuel Lewis. Still with us, correct? Hopefully.
Gary, come back.
Do we know?
I will look that up, or Hoffman will, and he'll have it at the end of the day.
Gary, come back.
Mike Webster's a good one. Marvin Webster.
Webster. Wasn't there a good... Wide receiver, Webster.
Slaughter.
Webster Slaughter.
Played for the Cleveland
That's
Browns.
That's who I was thinking of.
That's an interesting first name. Webster Slaughter. A lot to get to clearly. I think the anticipation for an Alex Reyes start, if you're a diehard Cardinal fan, you might even just get in the car and go because it's in Milwaukee next week. Would he pitch Wednesday? They said, Mozeliak said it's not clear yet, but they have a day game Wednesday, 3 in Milwaukee. I guess they could hold off, right? You could wait. What if you waited until back at Busch next Thursday? Now, you don't need to wait. But Alex Reyes last night, if you missed it, 9 straight strikeouts at one point, 13 Ks. So the math in those 4 rehab starts, 23 innings pitched, no runs, 44 strikeouts.
Now, Martin, you're the minor league scout. Is that
correct.
Good or bad?
I've talked to some of my people last night.
Okay.
Everything looks sharp. He was using all of his artillery. This would rate as good news. And so I'm going to go to Greg Holland today and say, rehab assignments are good. This is good for you. Do it.
I actually disagree because due to my own analytics, despite the fact that he's struck out 2 out of 3 batters in every inning, I saw too much hard contact on those other outs for my money.
Who's the one guy who got a hit on him? Didn't he only allow?
He had one last night, and I think he had one in Peoria, and I have to check my notebook on that one. But I think he gave up 7 hits in 4 starts.
Decent.
Huh. The anticipation level out of 10 baseballs, I think it's a 10. I'm pretty sure.
Don't you feel like now, when you just throw out those numbers, which are incredible, and he just works his way up, A, advanced A, double A, triple A, and now the bigs, I feel like in his first outing, if he doesn't have double-digit strikeouts – and one run or less. I'm like, what's going on here? What's going on
here? And even yesterday, Hoffman wanted our bold predictions. I don't know if it was a triad take it to the bank, but it was like, what are you expecting tonight? And I think I went 10 strikeouts just to be in Frank. Didn't Franco 10?
Frank said 10.
I think we were like, yeah, 10, that's probably fair.
You were expecting an underwhelming start from Alex Reyes, it turns out.
Yes, and we're like, we went with 10 Ks.
In a row.
And we sold him short.
10 in a row, almost.
Mozeliak was in Peoria, then he was there in Memphis last night, so I don't know if that fixes all of your problems. And Mike Maddox has said, you do know we'll need six pitchers after the All-Star break because they have six games in 5 days. But between now and then, it will be interesting to see how this plays out. Because if you have a guy like Reyes, who if he continues and to dominate, if he gives you seven innings and strikes out, let's just be modest. Say he strikes out seven in seven innings.
That's fair.
Gives up two runs. That's officially a shove start, I believe, Charles.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to turn him and say, okay, you're part of our three-man squeeze? You know, you and Weaver and Flaherty will kind of share duties.
You three guys who are all pitching extraordinarily well.
We're going to shove you into – it's a different shove start because we're shoving you guys into multiple roles together.
I do think, though, if his first start is against a first-place Brewers team at Miller Park, tough place to pitch, great batter's eye, people love hitting up there. If you take seven innings at AAA, that might – translate to something more like six or five and two-thirds in the bigs. I just think, look, he's going to be great. I'm super excited. But it is kind of like the expectations now are absolutely through the roof.
It's almost unfair.
Did he pitch too well in his rehab starts? Is that what you're saying?
Right. It is. It's unfair because right now I think we anticipate him just to be Cy Young the moment he arrives. And Mo will have to be the wet blanket here. Like, I think we need to keep in mind this is still a guy coming back. He hasn't been at the big league level since 2016. Mo will play wet blanket in the coming days.
What if he comes back, first outing, kind of like Miles Michaelis's first outing against the Brewers, and he goes, let's say, 6 2/3, 7 Ks, one earned run, 2 for 3 with a bombski.
Wow.
That's bold.
Then you start talking about using him like Shohei Ohtani, where when he's not pitching – he plays and can add to the offense.
Absolutely.
Still somewhat dismal.
A heavy serving in the Central. 7 of the next 10 are against the Pirates in Pittsburgh this weekend, and then Milwaukee for 3 next week. The first-place Brewers are sort of quietly inching ahead here. It's a long way to go, but that team that tried not to win last year and then added on this offseason, you got to look at Milwaukee and maybe say this team is legit. I mean, they're what, 12 over right now? I believe it's 12.
Three games ahead of the Cards.
They are 11. 31-20. We're shut out last night Hold on. 5-4.
Yankees?
Three. No, they were shut out by the
Mets.
5-0.
Thank you, Mets.
I knew it was a New York
team. 11
games
over at this point, Milwaukee. I think we all consider them to be in the mix, but be honest, you were kind of saying it because you thought you had to. Well, it's the Cubs division and the Cards can contend, but oh yeah, don't forget about Milwaukee. I don't think any of us really believe that, even though we kept saying it.
But Milwaukee has really good position players. They have a nice lineup. You would think they're going to add a pitcher. And then as we discuss the Cardinals' bullpen issues, now that Corey Knebel is back, who's an unbelievable closer last year that strikes out about, a batter and a half per inning. And then you look at Hader, who is putting up some of the most incredible numbers we've seen from a reliever, where if he throws 2 2/3, he's almost striking out every single batter.
You have Jeremy Jeffress out of that bullpen. And the Brewers are doing what the Royals did a few years ago. They're basically playing 6 or 7-inning games based on how lights out their pen is, whereas the Cardinals are playing 3-inning games at the back end because of how bad their bullpen has been.
I want to tell you what's going on here at Schnucks. Well, at all area Schnucks, you can help Folds of Honor because when you're at the register, they'll ask you if you want to round up. If you do so, that'll be money donated towards Folds of Honor. But this Webster location has a 3-day seafood roadshow, and I'm going to read this because it's important that you know this, but I also need Charlie to kick in with his imitation. It's the Seafood Roadshow running Friday through Sunday. We offer great pricing. They have great pricing on popular items. This only happens a couple of times a year. Crab legs,
ooh,
lobster tails, crab cakes, cooked and raw jumbo shrimp, and
jumbo
scallops.
Huge
scallops.
So what you're saying is, Sack, I've always liked you. Because you made my daughter happy. So put up with your stories about scallops and otters. Not my best. Not my
best.
Great
Christopher Walker.
Not my best.
That might have been an imitation of Jay Moore doing a Christopher Walker.
Again, to me, the craziest part is that that's the part of that of Wedding Crashers that you just have down pat locked
well,
in.
Well, for whatever reason, anytime I ever
it's
hear the word.
It's such a random part
it's
to
not,
have.
It's not, because scallops is a word scallops. You don't hear very often. Anytime I hear the word scallops, I hear it in the Christopher Walken voice from Wedding Crashers going, scallops and otters.
So when I saw this, that's how I heard it.
Oh, no.
It's literally in the most it's one of the most random parts of the movie.
But that's why Christopher Walken is fantastic. He makes random sentences
you
memorable.
From nothing.
So when you come by the Schnooks and Webster say, do you have scallops?
Sack.
Just make it a thing.
I've always liked you. We need Chuck to get a job in a seafood restaurant or in a seafood like store so
that
when someone asks for scallops, he can do his Christopher Walken impression.
Yes, and today we have
takes the job.
We have some special, some jumbo shrimp. You say that in the Pinkle voice, and then you send some scallops.
Scallops.
Excuse me, what?
No, then you got to go to the Bubba Gum. You got to go to the Bubba voice.
Shrimp sandwich.
We got garlic shrimp. We got shrimp sandwich. We got shrimp bolognese.
Shrimp Creole.
We got shrimp.
And Chuck might just do it. I said this years ago. I think his contract was up at Fox 2, and I'm talking to our boss. And I said, you know, Chuck's an interesting guy. I said, you know, he likes TV, but he doesn't feel like he has to be on TV. I said, he might just go be a bartender somewhere. I thought I was helping you.
Look
in
you selling me. First of all, you're not selling me short. I would love to be a bartender.
I thought I was helping your negotiating plan to basically say you were open to it.
That was a good leverage game,
But then they're like, well, wait a minute. Does he really just not care about TV? Maybe we don't need this guy around.
Oh, I love TV.
I was afraid that it might circle back.
Different.
I was trying to say, you know, he's not married to television, so you better, you know, beg him and
buck
pay
up.
Him to stay. And instead, they probably had high-level music. We got a guy doing sports who'd rather be a bartender. We should just let him leave. He didn't want to be here. Get the hell out.
Back up the Brinks truck. You see that movie Cocktail, though? Those guys made a lot of money spinning the beer bottles and the drinks and having a good time there.
This would be Chuck, though. He'd be bargaining for, like, the tip, though. Like, look, you give me $2. I did all this for you. I think I deserve 4 or 5.
You always have to barter.
And then somebody on the other side is the mirror. It's Charlie's equal saying, hey, yeah, but I just kind of noticed, like, you didn't put a lot of vodka in there. So instead of the $6, how about I just give you a 4?
Let me tell you this. When I'm my own bartender at home, like last night, I always give a nice full pour.
Oh, yeah. They call it the country club pour.
100%, baby.
And it's really embarrassing when people are say, well, how you doing? And you're like, ah, a little hungover. Like, oh, where'd you go? And you're like, well, I was home. And you're like, what do you mean you were home?
I got over-served. Where at? My pool.
Marlowe's.
Just kind of sitting out on the patio.
Marlowe's would be a great
Marlowe's
bar
is
name.
A good bar name.
I like it.
I bet if you Google it, there's a bunch of Marlowe's out there.
There actually is a Marlowe's Tavern in Orlando, Florida, because every time somebody I know or a relative happens to drive by it randomly on a vacation to Orlando, they always send me the picture.
How about this? How about this? Marlowe's Chill and Grill Sports Bar in Brownston Charter, Michigan.
Let's do it.
Is that
remote.
Is that in the Upper Peninsula?
Is that the UP? I don't know. Where is that?
What town is it?
Doesn't
sound like a UP town.
No, it's not UP.
Doesn't sound like a UP town.
No. Martin, how about a remote or a dual broadcast next week? Radio and TV from your spot, Milwaukee. That would be fun for Alex Reyes. Can we make that happen?
Do we think it's going to
be? I'll be there this weekend.
Can I text Mozalek and say, for planning purposes, I know you don't really want to divulge for competitive reasons, but we kind of want to go up there and hang out. Could we do TV radio? If it's on Wednesday?
He'd appreciate that. I think Mo would.
Yeah. Well, I see we're here to help you. That's a great thought.
I'm in.
And there is a.
That'd be fun.
On the way up, we'll stop at Kilcoyne's Tavern.
Let's do it.
There's a Kilcoyne's Redwoods Inn outside of Chicago, Wheeling, Illinois.
What if we do this?
I walked in there. I went there one time because my friend lived nearby, and he said, there's a Kilcoyne's bar. Are you kidding me? I walk in there. I'm like, is the owner around? The owner around? They're like, maybe in back. Hold on. I'm like, hey, my name is Martin Kilcoyne. Can you believe I'm a Kilcoyne? They had no interest. They were ruder than me. They were like,
not possible, first of all.
They had no interest.
Not possible. Instead of getting a sponsor, if Biff's listening, can Biff just pay for all of us to go up there for the day?
Let's do it.
Just do the remote, get a couple hotel rooms, watch Alex Reyes.
Maybe Dr. Rick. Load up the plane.
Let's do it.
Sammy Sosa.
Who wants to sponsor our trip to Milwaukee?
That'd be fun.
And Fox 2 will be really excited. Well, who's going? Well, Frank Cusimano's coming with us. Well, that doesn't help us. All right, time to lighten the load. We've been so intense and serious. It's a holiday weekend. It's time for a little thing we call Jober's Joke of the Week. And we love it so much we don't do it every week. Dave Jobe, longtime Fox 2 sports producer with us. Jober, how are you?
Hey, guys. How are you? Happy Memorial Day weekend. Happy start to summer. Isn't it great? Don't you love summer? Baseball,
love
barbecues,
it.
Bad jokes. it all kind of flows together, doesn't it?
We need to play the meatballs. Are you ready for the summer? It does feel like summer.
Yeah, there you go. Also, that was a good movie back in the day. I like that movie.
It's also graduation time, Jober.
Yes, it is, Martin. We are preparing madly here at the Job House for the party of the century, the graduation party of Miss Sarah Job next Friday night. So if you're in Glen Carbon, please stop by. You'll see us. That's
stop
for sure.
By. Wow.
First of all, I've got to get this nothing off of my chest. I have to get this nothing off my chest. It's so obvious, but it needs to be done. And I'm not doing the music this week because it screwed up a couple weeks ago, and we're having computer issues here anyway, so we're not going to try it. So here we go.
Okay.
Anyway. The nothing is a certain relief pitcher on the St. Louis Cardinals that is collecting a $14 million contract.
Who could that be?
Let me just give you – we're not even going to mention it. He's not even worth mentioning his name, but I will give you his stats. He's 0-2 with an 8.76 ERA. It's 17 games, 12 innings pitched, 12 earned runs, 15 walks, 9 strikeouts. You know what this guy can do? He is such a nothing. He's beyond nothing. He doesn't even qualify for a nothing. The best thing this guy can do is to dig his own Holland Tunnel and hide in it and take your $14 million with you. Enough. When Reyes is activated, the easy thing to do is let this guy walk and walk and keep walking. Okay.
Bonzo.
We're going to be positive now the rest of the way. I'm quickly becoming Mr. Plug-Away, Martin and Charlie. Last week, I plugged my contractor, Steve Dimitris. He did such a great job for me working on our deck. This week, I had the paint busters out to power wash our house. And my buddy Greg at Paint Busters, this guy knows what he's doing. If you want your house cleaned off, everybody look on the north side of your home. If it's getting kind of green and dirty, that's what you need power washing for. So call my buddy Greg, 618-558-5813. Also on the internet at paintbusters.net. You will not go wrong with Greg, I promise. The guy is a wonderful man, and he did a great job on our home. So in the words of Strickland, that's my plug away for today.
Having said that.
Hey, thanks, John Mozeliak. That's wonderful. By the way, he made a cameo appearance in Memphis last night. You're going to hear from him on Fox 2 News at 5, by the way. Mr. Mozeliak and Mr. Ray.
So are there any jokes?
Yeah, exactly. Let's get to the jokes. I've got too much other stuff. It is graduation time. So I just have a couple quick ones because I knew I'd go along with the other stuff. Okay. A knock-knock joke to start things off. Knock-knock.
Okay. Who's there?
Gladys.
Gladys who?
Gladys Graduation Day.
All right.
We're off to a slow start. All right, why do students study in airplanes, Charlie?
Why do students study in airplanes?
Because they travel.
Cockpit, wing, engine, flying, altitude.
Chuck's just naming parts of an airplane.
Is there a guess, Charles?
I'm trying to kind of workshop.
Overhead compartment.
Them all. How about because they want higher grades? That's good.
Higher grades.
Higher grades. Okay, gotcha. Yep. High. Yep. Okay. All right. Not bad.
Right,
not
what
bad.
What subject are witches good at?
Witches, math. How about arts and witchcraft?
How about an obvious one? Spelling.
Spelling. That's pretty good. Decent. Not bad.
It was so obvious. Okay, this is kind of a blue joke, but I don't know if it's a blue joke. But here we go. All right, a college student comes to a young professor's office hours. She glances down the hall, closes his door, kneels down, pleading to him, "I would do anything to pass this exam." She leans closer to him, flips her hair back, gazes into his eyes, and says, "I mean, I would do anything to do good on this exam." The professor looks at her and says, "You do anything?" And the girl says, "Yes." The professor goes, "Would you study?" Okay.
Yeah, all right.
It was kind of blue, kind of not. Anyway. All right. Happy Memorial Day, everyone. Again, if you need power washing, my buddy at Greg Holland Tunnel. Greg Holland Tunnel construction starts today. Start digging your hole now. And happy Memorial Day, everyone.
You too, sir.
All right. Dave Jobe checking in with us, and sometimes he even does jokes. How about him having a sponsor?
He has a livery. That's
great.
He's
got a sponsor.
Might as well monetize it.
Let's say about the Cardinals. They're in Pittsburgh, but when they come back home next week, if you need tickets, find them at cardinals.com/promotions for all of the theme nights this year. Some tickets as low as only $4. Cardinals.com, because there's only one Cardinals baseball, and Kenilwood will hook you up with that invisible fence. So little Otis doesn't run away when he hates his parents.
He loves his parents. We love Otis. Invisible fence brand hooked up front yard, backyard. We love it. It's great. Get it there at Kenilwood Pet Resorts. I also called Kenilwood this morning. I said, we want an appointment for Saturday for day camp and grooming. They're about to set it up. They said, you know what? Otis's shot records need to be updated. We're 1 week over because they want to keep the dogs safe when they're playing there at Kenilwood. So we'll go to the vet first. Then we'll go back to Kenilwood for boarding, grooming, day camp, invisible fence brand. Kenilwood Pet Resorts, they do it all. We've been going there for 4 years. Great company. Check them out. Memorial Day weekend, you're going for a holiday. Board your dogs, board your pets at Kenilwood Pet Resorts.
All right, a quick break. We'll come back live here. The Schnucks location in Webster. It's the corner of Highway 44 and Elm. We'll talk some hoops with Jay Blossom next.
Neath the halo of a street lamp, I turn my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light,